Time now for more letters from listeners, that is. Let's begin with a couple of corrections and clarifications. Last week we said that Gregory Peck played a former Union soldier in the movie The Yearling. He was, in fact, a Confederate. We said that the great Chicago running back, Gale Sayers, was number 44 for the Bears. He was actually number 40. A few weeks ago, in a story about a new play called Wakefield, our reporter said the classic play Our Town was written by Sherwood Anderson. Of course, it was written by Thornton Wilder. Earlier this month, we ran a story about comic artist Art Spiegelman's newest strip titled In the Shadow of No Towers. The story said the strip is carried by several European newspapers and the Jewish newspaper The Forward. You can also apparently find it in the Chicago Reader and the LA Weekly. Now, most of the mail we received this week concerned a story we ran last Saturday from Youth Radio about absent fathers. Many listeners were offended that we ran the story on Father's Day weekend. Gilbert Johnson seemed to speak for many when he wrote, "Why did you believe it was necessary and appropriate to air a long segment on children's remembrances of absent, abusive, and inadequate fathers? I doubt if they were the ones Father's Day was intended to commemorate." And Chris Cochia of Hawley, Pennsylvania told us, "I am a father of three. I work 60 to 70 hours a week. I don't play golf. I don't go out drinking. I don't have expensive hobbies. I go to t-ball, ballet, track and field. I change diapers, make meals, and clean up over and over again. I am offended that a few who are terrible examples of fatherhood are more interesting than the millions of us dullards who get up every day and do the same thing over and over to be good to our families." But some listeners approved of the story. Urban Crowell of Rhode Island wrote, "My father died over 10 years ago, and it has always been a challenge to reconcile my sense of loss with the pain of our relationship when he was alive. What one of the young people described as his being the best thing and the worst thing in my life." And Graham Lewis of Eugene, Oregon wrote, "We dads need to hear this stuff, really hear it. My heart aches on this day before Father's Day. I became a father too damn young, a husband and a father with a volatile temper. I've told myself that I never seriously hurt my family. Yet as I went to hug my son years later when he was a teenager and he flinched, I got the message. One doesn't have to draw blood or leave physical bruises to really hurt a kid." We welcome your letters here by email at wesat@npr.org or to Letters, Weekend Edition, Saturday, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001.